The legacy of one of Cuba's best-known dissidents has been cast into doubt 1 year after his death. Jesús Pelletier worked at the heart of a small group of democracy advocates on the island, but recently Cuban intelligence officials claimed that Pelletier was one of theirs, a double agent working for the state. Though they've offered no proof, they have created a lot of uncertainty among government opponents, and that may have been the whole point, as NPR's Jerry Haddon reports now from Havana.
It was supposed to be a simple homage in November. Jesús Pelletier's widow, Maria, and other family came to this central Havana cemetery to place flowers on the dead activist's tomb. To their surprise, says Maria, others beat them to it. A group of about 30 Cuban intelligence officials in formation was already there, honoring Pelletier for his alleged career as a secret agent, spying on Cuban dissidents from within their ranks.
I threw myself on their floral wreath and began tearing it to pieces. I said, "I won't permit you to put this on Jesus' grave. It's a lie, a cruelty to sully the name of this man who was always so firm in his opposition to this government."
Maria was taken away by police and later released. What upset her most that day, leading the intelligence brigade, was Pelletier's own son, Jesús Yáñez, a longtime Communist Party activist who publicly clashed with his father over politics. In a CNN interview, Jesús Jr. says he always suspected his father was secretly working for Castro, though until his death, he couldn't be sure.
When he died, I learned for certain that he was involved in this, because his colleagues from work came up to me and said that he was a double agent of the state. He was simply an agent for whom they created a facade, a job. He was a good actor.
Jesús Pelletier is a household name in Cuba. It's said he once saved Fidel Castro's life by refusing to poison him when the future leader was in jail before the 1959 revolution. Later, Pelletier became one of Castro's bodyguards, but then fell from grace and spent 11 years in jail for conspiracy. Once free, he worked tirelessly for democratic reform and human rights. The graveside incident is part of a long-standing pattern of intimidation by the state against those it calls pawns of the United States. Wayne Smith is a Cuba analyst at the Center for International Policy in Washington and former chief of the U.S. Interest Section in Havana. He says whether or not Pelletier was a spy, the incident was typical theater par excellence.
The Cuban intelligence system is among the best in the world. They were trained by the KGB, who were no slouches. They're not there to protect human rights, to be sure, but in terms of protecting the Cuban state, they have proved themselves to be first class.
Despite the controversy on Pelletier's anniversary, the island's opposition continues to claim him as its own. Days ago, members opened a foundation in his name to continue what they call Pelletier's unblemished efforts to bring democracy to the island. 73-year-old José Luis Pitaluga spent 23 years in a Cuban jail for demonstrating against the government. He says opposition leaders consider the government's smear against their former colleague laughable.
It's the most absurd notion. Unbelievable. Where do you think Pelletier would have been more useful to the Cuban government? City in jail or out here helping the human rights movement? In jail, obviously.
But others appear less convinced. Even Pelletier's widow Maria says the Cuban government has struck a blow against the movement.
It has created doubt in the minds of people who didn't know Jesus. They say to themselves, the arm of repression must be really strong, so they're even more afraid. And that was precisely the point, to create a climate of fear and intimidate the citizenry.
Maria and other activists say that lately the government has tolerated meetings like this one. None wants to think it's because state agents are moving undetected among them. Jerry Haddon, NPR News, Havana.